98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, the wonderful Madeline Peyrou. You can see her on May 16th, that's a Friday night, at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington as part of the Let's Walk Tour 2025 with the wonderful Betty Levette. Madeline, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Thank you for having me, MK.
Yeah, it's a wonderful album, Let's Walk, and I know it's a little bit of a different one for you. You co-wrote all the songs, and it's a very socially conscious record. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what made you take this direction with this record?
I think that most people in America, or at least most white Americans, have been discovering a lot about our country in the last, you know, at least because of the pandemic, having the time and being forced to sort of look at ourselves and look at what this country, you know, does to its weakest and most vulnerable people. Mm-hmm. And of course, there was the incredibly horrific events of watching black people being murdered by police, watching George Floyd. We had a really traumatic awakening, I think. And I think that even Donald Trump's first election was kind of a surprise to a lot of white liberals. Perhaps a surprise to more people than they'd admit anymore.
Yeah.
But it was shocking, and now we're living in a time and place where, of course, there's a whole new dynamic that is I think everyone is constantly navigating being in the world as a part of this country now in a way that I don't think anybody who's alive today ever experienced before. But my record was a result of my own personal, recognition of how was I not speaking out about these murders of black lives all mm-hmm. of these years, and how come I didn't see it or wasn't aware of it as much as it was happening occasionally in the news. Michael Brown, and I mean, I was paying attention to certain things, but I just didn't realize the scope and the horrible, situation that we live in this country.
Yeah.
And I think that it's quite easy to become part of the movement, at least from the inside out, if you just pay attention to what's going on when it comes to people being hurt. Who are the people that are being hurt, and why would I feel comfortable once I know that people are being hurt? Why would I feel comfortable not saying anything?
Right.
So, I do believe that the record is, the record itself is not really an attempt to proselytize, as people have said, or preach, as it were. I don't know why that's got to be the term for it, but
right.
But it's not trying to instruct people on how to be. But I think it is very much involved. I mean, the title track, "Let's Walk," is a direct celebration of peaceful protest. It is a call to join the marches for black lives, and of course against injustice that I experienced and that changed me forever, because I really felt incredibly changed by that in a sort of spiritual way, albeit a secular way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's funny that you bring up, any potential backlash that you may have had, people, accusing you of preaching or whatever it is. I think there's a knee-jerk reaction from some folks when artists use their platform or their art to express, their dismay with, something really troubling happening in the world. And I think people forget that artists are people. And, just because you're choosing
exactly
to use your platform, you know, you're not forcing anybody to listen to the songs. You're not forcing anybody to agree with you. And it's absolutely your right to use your platform to express, you know, your reaction to the events of the world.
I agree. I think that there's a misunderstanding about what art is and what commodity fetishism is and how they're not the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think that there's also just a general misunderstanding about what politics is as well. Every politician is also just a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And every person who deems themselves to be a citizen of and a group of another or of an organization of people, like a country or a city or a town, those are political. That's a political identity.
Yeah.
And without being part of a party, you know, platform, it's just simply that you are, you know, many actions are political actions. What you choose to where you choose to spend your money, where to choose you choose to spend your time, you know. So that's another thing that I tend to think that, you know, to some extent, because everything we do is part of, we are social beings and we should not isolate from each other, you know,
yeah.
Because it's not healthy. But that tends to be maybe the response to all of this mess is like, well, I don't want to be part of politics and I won't want to piss. I don't want anybody angry at me for this and I don't want to be, you know, treated badly for that. So I'm just going to go up and live in the, and well, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that too is a political choice. That too is contributing to, you know, what's going on.
I suppose you could say it's a political choice, but it's also, I think, a very self-effacing and self-destructive type of thing that has it, which is it's an implosion. I mean, our society, we need to be a society and we need to gather and talk to each other. Not that I think that we all need to go to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago. That's not what I'm saying. But I would love for us to remember that the most important thing, and that's why I'm so grateful to be not just a musician, but to be a live performer. And, you know, it means gathering people.
Yeah.
And that is, it's very, very precious just that we could all be in a room together. And so I don't take that for granted whatsoever. You know, I think that my shows are very intimate and very personal, and everybody that comes to my show is welcome to, I wouldn't say heckle me, but, you know, get involved.
Mm. That's a bold statement.
Get involved any way they want.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. I know I've heard somebody else tell me, are you sure you want this to be a town hall? And but frankly, if we're afraid to speak up, then what's the worst thing that could happen? Somebody yells at me and that's not such a big deal.
Mm.
You know, heckling is not such a big deal. It's nobody saying anything and everybody going home to be by themselves and not feeling like they're part of a community. That's a failure.
Yeah.
Of a show.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. And I mean, I think post 2020, none of us should take, you know, the ability to gather and see live music together for granted ever again. And being in a room with people who may or may not agree with you and sharing an experience together, that's really important right now.
Right. Because it's an acknowledgement of what is truly the human experience, is that none of us can survive alone.
Yeah.
We can't do this by fracturing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just can't. We can't do anything that way. I sure can't.
Yeah, certainly.
I'm a city kid. I can't be out there in the desert or in the mountains by myself. I won't survive. So.
And speaking of doing things together, you are performing with Betty LeVette on this tour.
The one and only.
That is,
oh my God,
such an incredible bill. How did you connect with Betty for this tour?
I believe that it was something within the agency or the agents that got us together, but I can't speak to how this happened. I mean, why this happened, but I can tell you that the how part has been phenomenal. We've had so much fun together, and I'm so looking forward to this last show that we have together at the Mahewi.
This is it? This is the last one with the two of you?
So far, yeah.
Oh,
well,
wow.
We're working on something.
Okay.
But yeah.
But yeah, all the more reason. All the more reason to get out there. That's Friday, May 16th at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center. Madeline Peyrou with Betty Levette. Tell me just, if you would, just a little bit more about your live show. Is it a full band? Are you solo? Are you what's your approach?
We are presenting this record, Let's Walk, and of course also a bunch of other songs that I've recorded over the years that are fan favorites. And I'm bringing the quintet that recorded this record, actually. Mm. We have John Harrington, who co-wrote all of the songs with me. He'll be there on guitar. Paul Frazier on bass, Graham Hawthorne on drums, Andy Ezrin on keyboards. And this is the band that made the record in the studio. So it's quite fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, a group of musicians who really knows the songs intimately.
Yeah. And they've lived through the development of those songs. And we've lived a few years together, so to speak, on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Does this tour feel different in any way from any of your previous tours, having it be, so focused on your own songwriting, so focused on the message?
Well, I've had some people tell me that they feel that my energy is more engaged and more personal and just frankly more involved in a different way, and I don't know. I've been doing this since I was 15 years old, and I don't want to tell you how long ago that was, but it was a long time. So it's hard for me to say that I've changed as a performer, because it's like being in a pot of boiling water or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure I have changed. I can tell you that I am proud of these songs, and that takes a lot of effort to say, because I normally sing songs written by people that I think are some of the greatest songwriters mm-hmm. of the 20th century. So I am proud of the songs themselves, and I'm proud of what we're doing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me today. This has been a delight.
You are so kind. Thank you, MK.